Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. A state court in Fort Bend County will hear arguments later this month in a lawsuit by Attorney General Ken Paxton's office against a Houston area health care provider. The office claims DI Postpartum Care Center is promoting, quote, birth tourism packages to Chinese nationals, including advice on how to best obtain U.S. visas. Gordon Kwan is a Houston immigration attorney.
You may know that it's not easy for anybody to get a visa. Probably millions of people every year are denied visas arbitrarily. The consul has total authority to give a visa or not. They don't like the clothes you're wearing. They don't like an answer you give. It's a selective process.
Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order in July aimed at combating alleged birth tourism. Abbott ordered all state agencies regulating health care providers to investigate reports of the practice, threatening to pull the providers' licenses if they were found to be encouraging non-citizens to come to the U.S. to give birth. A bacterial disease spread by an invasive insect has been ravaging citrus trees across the country's coastal states. It has decimated Florida's citrus production by up to 95%. The disease, called citrus greening, can lead to bitter fruits and often kills citrus trees. There is no cure, but now a Texas A&M researcher has helped discover a new treatment that comes from spinach peptides. Here's Texas A&M's Kranthi Mandani.
It's not discovery alone at the research level, but we were able to get through the regulatory part of approval process that it requires to get this to the grower's hands.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency gave approval earlier this summer to a product that utilizes that research. Its developer says farmers may be able to use it as soon as later this year. Harris County commissioners are meeting today to consider a proposed 7.6% property tax increase to address an estimated $180 million budget shortfall. If approved, it would take the largest property tax increase in county's history, raising annual tax bills by roughly $80.